Mandalakaram Vyaptam Yena Characharam. That is Gayatri. Just like so many electrical appliances work because of electricity, similarly, the entire universe is existing because of Gayatri. This is what we must first of all remember. So when we say Gayatri, don't think of some deity. You think of the eternal life principle that is pervading the entire universe. This aspect is very important to understand what Pujya Gurudev gave to us as a Mahavidya, as a Mahavigyan. It is a science. The great sense of life, Gayam Trayati Iti Gayatri. So you remember that always, then whenever we are talking about Gayatri, we are talking about life in all its generality and entirety. It is not that we are only talking about human life or we are talking about the human life. We are talking about right from the mineral life to we don't know to what great levels of consciousness life can go. So when we talk about Gayatri, we are talking about life principles. And the best physical expression that life can give or get is the human body. These are the fundamentals which you have to always remember. We are talking about life. When we are talking about life, we are talking about Gayatri. There are synonyms. But the expression of life, the most beautiful and grand expression of life is the human body. That is why our rishis say even devas want to have a physical body. And being animal and acquiring a physical body is the greatest boon of being a human being. Technically we are animals. Technically. Even Plato and Aristotle, they say that man is a social animal. But this social animal, if he can understand the yoga, can evolve in a very fast way so that he can reach the highest peaks of consciousness within a few years. So that is exactly what yoga is. Yoga is a technique by which you lead a highly compressed life, a very fast life, but according to the laws of evolution, according to the laws of evolution. This you remember. Life, its best expression, human body, and then yoga, the process of evolving in a very fast way. These basics must be very clear to you. The entire cosmos is in a process of evolution. The mineral is evolving into a plant life. The plant is evolving into an animal life. And the animal life is evolving into a human life. The human life is evolving into a divine life. And after that, it continues. The evolution continues. But what India, our Sanatana Dharma says is, once you get a human body, the entire process of evolution can be compressed to a few years. And Vivekananda says, not few years, you can compress it into few months. So that is what is our goal. And just doing one mala of Gayatri and thinking that we know what Gayatri is, we don't know. And saying that Pandit Sriram Sharma Acharya is our guru is not enough. You have to follow the life of your guru. Because in India only there is this peculiar system of guruism. Only in India we get gurus. Nowhere else we have gurus. Kabir Das, one of the former life of Sriram Sharma Acharya, says, Guru Govinda Dov Khade, Kake Lagu Paaye, Balihari Guru Apne, Govinda Diyo Bataaye. So that is Guru. The meaning of this Doha couplet is, it seems that at midnight one, there was a knocking at the door of Kabir Das cottage. At midnight the door was closed. So wondering who came, Kabir Das went and opened the door. And there were two persons. One was Govind, the God himself, and the other is the Guru. And now there is the priority problem, protocol problem. The problem is, whom does he first salute? The Guru or the God? Then Kabir says, I prostrate to the Guru because if the Guru was not there, I don't know who the God is. So even if the God comes, I can't recognize him. I can recognize him only because the Guru said he is God. So this concept of a Guru is something very peculiar to Hindu religion. Nowhere else do you find this Guru-Shishya relationship continuing life after life. This is what I want to point to you today. Before I go to the Upasana, Sadhana and Aradhana proper, the importance and the way how you should utilize a Guru. And when I use the word utilize, I mean the same thing. You should exploit your Guru. You should know what the Guru can give to you. And if you are a good disciple, snatch it from him. Don't beg him. Never beg a Guru. Did you, when you write a mathematics question paper and you have answered all the questions correctly, then how many marks you will get? 100 out of 100. Is it not? But suppose the Guru has overlooked, the examiner has overlooked one answer and he gave you 80 marks. You have answered all the questions and how much should you get? 100. Then do you go to the Guru and say, please give me the 20 marks more? Or do you demand him? What do? You demand the Guru, yeah, I have answered correctly. You have to give it to me. So that thinking process, you have to bring it into the spiritual field also. You demand from the Guru. But when you demand from the Guru, you have to prove your authenticity. What Gurudev says, pramanikata. You have to prove yourself that you deserve his blessing. Just saying is the wrong way of going to a Guru. That is one of the greatest things which I like in my Guru is, he is the first man who said you deserve and the Guru will come to you by himself. You need not go and beg a Guru, come and teach me. He will come to you and teach if you deserve it. And how to deserve is what I am going to explain in these classes. So the first aspect I told you, that the Guru is a living example. What is the Guru's message? He says, my life is my message. You live as I live. You will reach the same height to the heights I have risen. And for this, in India, we have a beautiful mantra, the Gayatri Mantra, which tells you how to live. The process of living, the process of evolution. This again you understand, we are living nowadays in an age of materialism where we just don't know that you are evolving every day. You are a part of the evolution. Planet Earth is a planet of evolution. The solar system is a part of evolution. And of course, beyond solar systems also there are many things. But for the human bodied animal, the animal residing in this human body, solar system is the highest goal of evolution, understanding the sun. Pujya Gurudev always used to say that we have never understood what sun is. We never care to understand what sun is. We just understand the physical aspects of the sun. what we call the bhur aspect. The physical aspect of the sun by itself is very powerful. We get light from the sun, the seasons from the sun, the plants grow because of the sun, and because of the plants we have food to eat. So even with the physical aspect, the sun is the most important source of energy. And as the present day science is coming to a grand finale of fuel, energy crisis, petrol is over, carbon is over, almost we have finished, or very soon we are going to finish the energy resources of planet Earth. But there is one resource which we can tap, the resource of solar energy. Scientists are thinking in those lines also. So all these aspects, whether you talk about the energy aspect, whether you talk about the life energy aspect, the growth of the planet, or whether you think about the health giving properties of the sun, especially the vitamin D, and of course the various color therapies because of the sun's rays, are only the physical aspects of the sun. There are two more aspects of the sun, the subtle aspect and the spiritual aspect. And Gayatri Mantra deals with all the three. Whereas the modern science is talking only about the physical aspects of the sun. But that does not mean modern science doesn't know about the psychological aspects of the sun. If you go through the website, there is a website dealing with sunspots. They come in a cycle, in an 11-year-old cycle or a 22-year-old cycle. And whenever the sunspots occur, there is tremendous psychological changes on planet Earth. And it has been conclusively proved. So your thinking itself is based on the sun. And until and unless you know how to think related to sun, you cannot evolve properly. You have to put a relationship between your thinking and the thoughts that are being generated by the sun. And unfortunately, the modern science has no answer for it. But Hindus, our Sanatana Dharma has an answer in Gayatri Mantra. But before I talk about Gayatri Mantra, I want you to have a very clear notion about Hindu religion, about Hindu Dharma, about Sanatana Dharma. Whenever I say Hindu Dharma or Sanatana Dharma, I am not at all speaking about Indians. Be very clear of this. Hindu Dharma is not Indian. Just as Newton's laws are not British laws. Newton was a scientist from England. But when you say Newton's laws, do you mean to say that the laws he has developed are British laws and it is not applicable to others? You are following the logic? Newton's laws, of course, Newton discovered them. But it is not his laws, it is the laws of nature. When we say Einstein's law, it is not Einstein's law. It is a natural law, discovered by Einstein. Similarly, when you say Hindu Dharma, it is not Indians, it is not Hindus. It is universal in nature. But because Hindus have discovered it first, you are bound to say that it is Hindu dharma. When a scientist discovers a law and you always call it Newton's law, you don't call it a natural law, even though it is a natural law. Faraday discovers some electrical laws, we didn't say a natural law, we say it is Faraday's law. But what do we mean by it? We mean that it is universal. So Hindu dharma is the universal dharma. It deals with the evolution of life. And it has got very, very specific scientific laws, and you follow the laws and you get the result. But we are not following the laws because we have forgotten that we are living. Just for a minute, you think, are you living? Were you ever aware that you are living? Were you? Just think. You may be a president of India. You may be a great scientist. Maybe you are a big leader. Maybe you are a very good cricketer. Probably not now. We always identify ourselves with some personality, with some sex, with some name, with some caste. But were you ever aware that you were living? You are understanding the question? No, never were we aware that we are living. And once you are aware of living, the question of evolution comes. That is where Gayatri Mantra becomes paramount. You cannot have any other mantra which will give you a complete equation of evolution. Can you give me another equation for Einstein's law of mass energy equivalent? The law says E is equal to mc square. Now give me another law. No, I don't want this. I dislike the letter E. Sentimentally, I don't like the letter E. Can you change it? You are following the point? Just as you cannot change the formula in science, you cannot change the laws of evolution. They are permanently established. And that laws are governed by the Gayatri Mantra. That is the spirit with which you should approach Gayatri Mantra. Don't approach it for something small. We Hindus are very, very capable. We use very big things for very small things. Suppose you want to buy vegetables. How much money you will take? A 1000 rupee note? You can take it, it doesn't matter. But what happens? The vendor will say, I don't have a change. And suppose you want to buy a TV, you will not take 5 rupees. You will take? I don't know the cost of a color TV now, I have so many brands are there. But you understand what I am trying to convey? When you are doing Gayatri Mantra, a mantra which can take you beyond evolution. When I say beyond evolution, what does it mean? Beyond three levels of consciousness. You will be beyond Vedas. Gayatri is Veda Mata. So it can take you beyond Vedas. And unfortunately we don't know what Vedas are. Probably some of us may know that there are Vedas are three, and some say four, and some say five. And now you will have to put a commission now. And God only knows how many years the commission will take to say how many Vedas are there. But Gayatri Mantra can take you beyond the Vedas. That is why it is known as Veda Mata. And then it will take you beyond divinity, Deva Mata. And it can take you beyond the cosmos, Vishwa Mata. and such a beautiful formula, to what use you are putting it? You go to a president and say, I don't have a food for today, so give me a plate of rice. If you go to the president, you can ask for a great job. Your problem is solved forever. So before I talk about the upasana of Gayatri Mantra, the sadhana of Gayatri Mantra, the aradhana of Gayatri Mantra, you should know what Gayatri is actually, to what levels it can take you. It can take you beyond the cosmos, Vishwamata. It can take you beyond the gods and goddesses, Devamata. And if you want, it can take you beyond knowledge, beyond Vedas. Vedas means knowledge. Now, in these 3-4 days, I gave you some small tips about how we should go about beginning the sadhana of Gayatri. So first of all, I told you that you should have a specific number in your mind, whether it is 24 Gayatri, a minimum of, or a maximum of 5 malas. So this is first you should decide. Just hearing me is not enough. What hearing me can give you is an inspiration. But first of all, in these Navaratris, and especially these are also a Navaratri period where you can establish Rama Rajya. These are known as the Rama Navaratris. And who is Rama? The greatest king in the Solar dynasty. And what is Solar? Gayatri Mata's Adhidevata. So these 9 days, which was started from Ugadi and which will be finished in 28th or 27th. When is Nami? 27th. So these are wonderful days. And these days will not be repeated. You remember, there is a very foolish notion in spiritualism that the time is not so important. You can start whenever you want. It is right. The fact is right. You can start Gayatri sadhana or any sadhana whenever you want. But nature has got its own importance that you can't change. For example, a solar eclipse. You can't change the date of the solar eclipse. You can't change the time of the solar eclipse. What you can do is, you can utilize the solar eclipse. And unfortunately, in India, I find that no spiritualist is utilizing the eclipses. Just now, a few days back in the Amavasya day, you have the solar eclipse. And just before that, we had the lunar eclipse. On 3rd, I think it was the lunar eclipse. In between these two, the Purnima and the Amavasya, it was a moon's eclipse on 3rd, and on 18th it was the sun's eclipse. 2 eclipses. And we, the so-called religious people, don't know how to use it. Guruji used to say that the eclipse is the best period for Kundalini Jagarana. Instantaneously, if you can practice it correctly on the lunar or solar eclipse days, the Kundalini Jagarana happens. Because the earth, the moon and the sun are in a straight line. The sun is the Atma in the human body. Moon is the mind in the human body. And earth is the physical body. Therefore, your physical, mental and spiritual bodies are in tune. in tune, in a straight line. In Sanskrit we call it as Ruju Kona, a Rushi. So at the period of the lunar eclipse or solar eclipse, you are automatically a Rushi. You need not be a Rishi, you are already a Rishi and those others only. That is why our spiritual leaders gave such an importance for the eclipses. And this Ugadi starts with a solar eclipse. And what is a solar eclipse? Where the Atma controls. Sun is the Atma according to the astrologically. So anyone who takes the reins of the life and wants to practice Gayatri this year will become a Gayatri Siddha in 1 year life, in 1 year time, guaranteed. The time is right for it. But if you should know how to do it. That is why I gave you the first principle at the same time, at the same place, the same number of counts must be done every day. Regularity is very important. Then what did I tell you? You should be aware of your breath. This is very simple, to be aware of your breath and doing few Gayatri mantras. But the results will be fantastic, unimaginable. You have to just do it for 1 year. How much time does it take for one mala of Gayatri? Maximum 5 minutes. And being aware of your breath, how much time it takes? What 5 minutes? You need not spend any time for it. You be aware of it, that's all. You got the point. But being aware of your breath means you are aware that you are alive. If you are aware of your breath, it means you are aware of your life. And when you are aware of your life, it means you are aware of Gayatri. Because Gayatri is nothing but your life. Then indirectly what happens when you are aware of the breath? Ananyas chintayanto mam ye janaha paryupasate tesham nityadhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyam. A promise. A guaranteed promise that you will never suffer. Your yoga, that means what you desire. Suppose you want to get something and you don't get it, what did you say? Yog nahi tha. So what is yoga? To get what you want. And what is kshema? You may not lose what you have already got. One is a protective thing and the other is a receiving thing. And it is so simple. Just be aware of your breath. It needs just a little practice and you can start the practice now. You don't wait and say, I will go home and practice it. You be aware of your breath. You are hearing me and you are aware of the light moving. Is it not? You are aware of the people moving there. You are aware of the fan moving there. And you are hearing me. To those all awareness, you add the awareness of your breath. The breath is going in, the breath is going out. With this awareness of the breath going in and awareness of the breath going out, you are not doing pranayama, remember it. Don't try to breathe. Don't do that. Just be aware of it. Got the point? That's important. That's the crux of this sadhana. You are not supposed to breathe. You are already breathing since your birth. You need not learn to breathe. What you are supposed to do is to be aware of your breath. And just as being aware of the breath is no problem, you can add one more point to this breath. When you are releasing the breath, try to hear the sound hum. It's just a practice, don't utter it. They are speaking, you are hearing. Is it disturbing you? No. Similarly, when you are releasing your breath, when you are exhaling it, try to hear the sound hum always. And when the breath goes in, sa, hum, sa, hum, don't utter it. You got the point. That is, I don't know if I could explain to you properly. You are to be aware only. You don't try to breathe more or you don't try to breathe less. Let the breathing be as natural as it was before you heard these words. Right? And then, being aware of the breath, add some sound to it also. Hear the sound. Then the exhalation, hum. Inhalation, sa. And I told you breath is life. Therefore, your life Gayatri is Hamsavahini. That is why it is told as Hamsavahini. So this is the practical aspects of Gayatri Sadhana. But when you are practicing the Gayatri Sadhana, 5 malas or 2, 3 malas or minimum 24, at that time don't practice this. At that time you will just chant the mantra as clearly and as quickly as you can. While doing japa, you do japa. While you are meditating, you meditate. Don't mix them. Later, after 1 year, if again we meet, and I hope you will be doing it regularly, then only the question comes of what to do next. If you do not do regularly, there is nothing to be next. Again I will say, you do Gayatri Mantra Japa and the Hamsa. So for this 1 year, you take this bold decision. I will do Gayatri Mantra regularly, at this specified place, with this specified asana, the same number of counts. It's common sense. Suppose he goes somewhere, the place is not regular, but he can think about it, that you are sitting there. Pooja Gurudev used to say, if you get up and sit in your bed and think you are in Haridwar, you are in Haridwar. That's what he used to tell. If you can't come to Haridwar, it doesn't matter. But the feeling is more important. If you be in the Haridwar and think about what is happening in the house, I don't think you are in Haridwar, you are in? Got it? So probably when you are elsewhere, you are in a better place because you will be more concentrating. So same place, if not in the same place, think about the same place. Same number of chants, same time, that's most important. And then be aware of your breath 24 hours, be aware of your hamsa 24 hours. Practice it. It's just a question of practice, that's all, you don't need to do anything. Then yesterday I told you 2 more practices. These 2 practices, Gurudev used to tell them, conquering the Swadendriya and the Jananendriya. Another most important aspect of sadhana, why we fail in the sadhana is, we don't follow all these rules correctly. Same count, same place, and then same time. That is very important for mantra siddhi. Next, you should be aware of your breath. Next, you should be aware of the hamsa sound coming continuously. continuously. Later, someday, there is a very beautiful book by Gurudev. I think it is volume 15 or 16 of his Vaṅmaya, Gayatri, Savitri and Kundalini. Wonderful book. I have given it in Telugu also. There he says that every day you should be aware of 21,600 hamsas. Ever heard about this? Every day you should do the japa of 21,600 hamsas. What does it mean? On average, every man breathes 21,600 times in 24 hours. So, hamsa. So there is 21,600 hamsas per day. So later we will go into that Kundalini aspect. 1 year is enough to understand the entire science of Gayatri, theoretically. We can finish the Vaṅmaya of Guruji, theoretically. Practice takes time. But you should be sincere. And now what I am telling you, I am finishing the 3 volumes of Gayatri Mahavidya in these 9 days. I have finished the first part, where I have told you that Gayatri can relieve you of your diseases. Gurudev has given a long list of people who were benefited in that first volume. They were free from diseases, recorded evidence. And then you can be relieved of old age. And I told you old age means not wishing to live. That is what old age is. Old people don't want to live. And who are young people? Those who want to live. And what are we? God only knows. We don't think about living. Forget about wishing to live or not wishing to live. You understand in what a dire consequence situation we are. We just don't know that we are alive. We just don't know we should wish to live. And in that Gayatri Mahavigyan first volume, Guruji gives a lot of examples where people have lost hope to live. Those who thought that they cannot pass the examination, that is old age. They pass. And they are living very useful life. And then I gave you a challenge. Gayatri Mantra can make you immortal. Gayatri Mantra can take you beyond death. And in Gayatri Mantra also, Gurudev talks about Kamadhenu, Kalparuksha and Parasmani. About that I will tell you either tomorrow or the after tomorrow. But about Parasmani, I told you it is nothing but love. If you have a loving heart, automatically the other man will also love you. The touch of the Parasmani is nothing but the touch of love. But anyway, today's topic, I told you yesterday, is about upasana, sadhana and aradhana. I had many masters in Benares. I lived for 25 years in my young age, from the first class to the PhD level, I was in Benares. I had more than 39 gurus there, and some sadhanas were tantric also. In Manikarnika Ghat I spent 40 days. Why I am telling it? With so many gurus in Kashi, at least 39, and I don't remember if I had more also. I have forgotten the number of my gurus. All Siddha Purushas. All these gurus and many more I have read theosophy I have read. I have read about Sri Aurobindo. I have read about Lahiri Mahashaya and Paramahansa Yogananda. I read about Ramana Maharshi. I read about Ramakrishna Mission and Ramakrishna Math, and in detail. And in many organizations I used to be a office bearer, not an office bearer. I don't know if you can understand the difference between a office bearer and an office bearer, but I was a office bearer. But never did I find a clear understanding of upasana, sadhana and aradhana except under the guidance of my guru. You can say your guru, it doesn't matter. Every son says he is my father. So I will not say our guru, I will say my guru. He is your guru also, I don't mind him. At least let me have that proud position that he is my guru. You understand what I am trying to tell you. There is a lot of difference between upasana, sadhana and aradhana. And each is a separate step of consciousness. And when you want to understand the life current, when you want to understand the Gayatri Mantra as a formula to live, you always remember this. Gayatri Mantra is a mantra, a formula which tells you how to live. And when you are alive, the only goal to you is evolution. There is no other purpose of life except evolution. Try to understand this. And if you are not understanding the laws of evolution, if you are not evolving, then you are not living. Be very clear of the implications of these sentences. If you are alive, and if you know that you are alive, you should know what is evolution. And if you know what is evolution, you should know the formula for evolution. And if you are alive and you know the formula for evolution, what should happen? You should evolve. In India, the evolution is a 5-step process. That is why it is known as prapancha. Not only it is made up of 5 elements, the akasha tattva, the vayu tattva, the agni tattva, the jala tattva and the prithvi tattva. Not only these 5, there are 5 types of rishis also. The people who evolve, the elementary stage of evolution is rishi. The secondary stage of evolution is Maharshi. Third stage of evolution is Rajarshi. Fourth stage of evolution is Brahmarshi. The fifth stage of evolution is Devarshi. And still there are 5 more. These details are given in Gayatri Mahavigyan Part 3 in the first few pages. The difference between a rishi and then a maharshi and then a rajarshi and then a brahmarshi and then a devarshi. And in his Vangmaya, Guruji says that around the year 1918 he became a devarshi. He has reached the state of Narada. Why I am telling you all this? If you can understand the greatness of Sri Ram Sharma Acharya, you have understood the entire evolution. There is not a single part of evolution which has not been touched by him. He says in his autobiography that my first few years or my first 16 years were spent like any other boy. Haste khelte zindagi bitati thi. A very, very average life. That is how we start our life also. We just live, that's all. The only special thing that happened to him is that when he was of 8 years age, he was initiated by Madan Mohan Malaviya into Gayatri Mantra. And there he was told that Gayatri Mantra is the Kamadhenu and of course the Parasmani and Kalpavriksha of a Brahmin. That is what was given to him. You try to understand how Gayatri Mantra starts the evolutionary process in a man. You just imitate him. From today you start doing Gayatri Mantra with this aspect, that Gayatri Mantra is the Parasmani, Gayatri Mantra is the Kalparuksha, Gayatri Mantra is the Kamadhyam. While coming back from Benares to Mathura with his father, this small 8-year-old Sri Ram Sharma Acharya pestered him with questions. What does he mean by Kamadhenu? What does he mean by Kalparuksha? What does he mean by Parasmani? Then Gurudev's father, and you remember one thing, Gurudev's father was the authority of Bhagavata. We forget about it. We forget the means, the basis of Hinduism, the Srimad Bhagavata. And Sriram Sharma Acharya's father was a great exponent of Bhagavata. He used to teach Bhagavata to kings, etc., etc. And when he stopped, because of some reason, his prachana of Bhagavata, teaching of Bhagavata, Gurudev's father lost his voice. These are all symbolic. It should someday, if and when we can only talk about Gurudev, we will understand his greatness. Then he started practicing Gayatri Mantra, just 5 malas a day. That's all. Nothing more than that. Just 5 malas, regularly. At the same place, at the same time, 5 malas a day. Then suddenly what happened? On a special day, which is known as Vasanta Panchami in northern India, where we do the Saraswati Puja, his guru appeared before him in a Sushma Sharira. What does it mean when Gurudev writes this in his book, the first chapter? He writes it as Saubhagya Suryodaya. The first, it is the most auspicious dawn in my life when I met my guru. And his guru tells him that he was with him from many lives, but the most important lifetime for Indians was his birth as Kabir, his birth as Samadha Guru Ramdas, his birth as Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, and then of course as Sri Ram Sharma. And now you try to please understand why he wrote all these things in his first page of autobiography. Gurudev has written this in the Akhanda Jyoti of June 1984. Before that he never mentioned about his past life. He never talked about it. But in 1984, in Akhanda Jyoti, he wrote all his biography, and later it was printed as The Vasiyat and Virasat. Did you understand what does it mean when a man of that stature? Can you understand the level of that man? Who has Kabir, who has Samadha Ramdas, and who has Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa? You should know the greatness of those lives. He says, his guru told him that he was with him all these lives. And when you as a disciple of Kedar Sharma Acharya read it, what does it mean? Does it convey anything to you? It means you were also with him in those lives. If not, why should he write it? And now that you are hearing it, what does it mean? We all were with him when he was in those levels of consciousness as Kabir. So that is what we should know, that whenever a guru writes something, it has a deep meaning. It should penetrate into your inner core. If his guru has said that he was with him all his life, and when Sriram Sharma Acharya says he was this, and you say he is your guru, what does it mean? He is saying that you are with him. But the same thing as Arjuna, Bahu Nime Jatitani Janmani Tavacha Arjuna, Tanyaham Veda Sarvani Nattamve. If Arjuna himself doesn't know that he was always born with Sri Krishna, at least we are not as great as Arjuna. Not now, even though after one year, we may become greater than Arjuna, because that is what Sri Ram Sharma Acharya has promised. He has promised that whoever follows his teaching, he will be greater than Arjuna and Hanuman. He has very clearly written it. But not by saying that he is my guru. That will not help. Arjuna did not stay and pray to Sri Krishna. What did he do? He did tapasya. He did penance. And Hanuman just did not sit down and say, "You do. Gurudev, aap kaam kijiye, main baitha rahunga." No. You do the work of Guru. And Guruji promises that all my disciples are Hanuman and Arjun, but unfortunately they have forgotten themselves. And let us hope this year we will remember. At least for 1 year. After that, I hope you will never forget. So I was talking about the Upasana, Sadhana and Aradhana. So Pujya Gurudev differentiates these three types of practicing Gayatri. The Upasana of Gayatri is different from Sadhana of Gayatri, is different from the Aradhana of Gayatri. Now let us take Upasana. What do you mean by Upasana? Sitting quietly. Sitting quietly near something. Upa means near. Asana means sitting. In the college, in the classroom, what do? We sit. We sit, but what do? We pay attention to what is being taught. If you sit in the classroom and you don't pay attention to what is being told, that is not Upasana. Now you understand what is Upasana? Guruji says, you imbibe the qualities near which you sit. For example, if you sit near fire, what will happen? You will get heat. And if you come out of the place, for some time you can feel the heat of it. Suppose you come out of an AC room, you imbibe the coldness. Suppose you sit near flowers, for some time you will have the smell of the flowers. Are you understanding what I am telling? Wherever or whenever you sit near something, you will imbibe its quality. So when you are doing Gayatri Mantra, sitting near Gayatri Mata with the photo of Pujya Gurudev beside you, What should you do? You must imbibe the qualities of the Guru and the qualities of the Gayatri. If you are not imbibing them, it means you are not sincere. So Upasana is that when you are doing that mantra, let the qualities come out of it. When you say Om Bhur Bhurtva, your physical, emotional and mental plane, or as I told you, your physical, dream and mental world, these must be changed. What is the use of just saying Om Bhur Bhurtva Tatsvitarvanyam Bhagavadeva Dhimi Dhimi Samaya Uriya Koi Aane Wala Om Bhur Bhurtva Tatsvitarvanyam Nasta Tayar Hua Ki Nahi Pata Nahi Ghar Mein मैंने कहा था कोको कोला पीऊंगा और पता नहीं चाय दे रहे कि नहीं उंगुर बस ये सब हमारे मन में चल रहा है. मैं आपको बाहर इसलिए बता रहा हूं ताकि आप समझे. जनरली दैट इज हाउ वी डू अवर उपासना. वी डू द गायत्री मंत्र एंड से आई हैव टोल्ड द मैन टू कम टू माय हाउस. आई डोंट नो वेदर ही ब्रॉट इट आर नॉट. उंगुर बसु तत्वी चुराने भगवो देव से देखो जरा प्लीज सी हु इज नॉकिंग द डोर. उंगुर बसु तत्वी चुराने Dhimai Dhyayana Prachodayat. I am becoming late to the office. Om Bhur Bhurtva Tatsvitarvanyam Bhagavadeva Dhimai. You got the point? The mind goes like that. Don't worry about it. It is very, very natural. Even Arjuna was in a great dilemma. He said, I can't control the mind. What to do? Vayo Riva Sudhishthira. It is very difficult to control the mind. Don't try to control the mind. Try to concentrate on what you are doing. And many people tell me it is very difficult, I can't even sit for 5 minutes. When you are writing an examination, do you know, sometimes the examinations are placed in a very busy center. The student goes on writing and sometimes the invigilators argue about their pay scale. But still the student writes. Is he disturbed by the fight of the pay scale or the market disturbances? No. He is concentrating on what he is writing. If a 10th class student can concentrate for 3 hours, why can't you for 10 minutes while doing the Gayatri Mantra? You hear all of those things, don't worry. But you hear this also. Om Bhur Bhurtva Tatsvitarvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyoyana Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvasva. My physical, emotional and mental plane. Tat Saritur Varinyam should be like the sun. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Let the sun remove its darkness in mind, body, emotion and thought. And then what should the sun do? Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. Let me motivate, let he motivate me to do good actions. So with this upasana you should do. You understood what I mean? This is the quality which you should embrace. Pujya Gurudev, while explaining about Gayatri Mahavidya, he said, his guru told him, that whenever you are doing Gayatri Mantra, imagine a light falling on you and your entire body becoming full of light. He said, for the first few months, it was only my imagination. I could never see any light. But after a few months of practice, the moment I enter home, I used to feel my entire body becoming filled with light. And until the alarm strikes, rings, I used to continue my Gayatri Mantra. He used to forget. And he used to do Gayatri Mantra 7 hours a day continuously. Till his last breath. Never did he leave the continuous japa of Gayatri Mantra for 7 hours. And I am asking you to do only for 10 minutes. And what is it that you should do? You visualize that you are filled with light. Tat Savitur Varinyam, the light of the effulgent sun. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi,
should remove the darkness.
When you close our eyes, there is nothing but darkness. But when you go on imagining the sun, slowly one day, you will find that you are filled with light. For Gurudev it took some months, he said. But for his disciples, it should take only a few days. Because for Newton to discover that law, it took few years. But for an 8th class student to know the laws takes only one period. Is it not? Maybe for Gurudev it took months to get that light inside him, but he is the disciple, should get the light immediately. Because of his blessing, remember, because of him you will get it. And then what should you do? Before you get up from there, you try to remember that you should behave like the sun. You should be controller of your action. With this, the upasana ends. Are you clear about the upasana aspect? So what does the upasana mean? You acquire the characteristics of the sun and the guru. And there is some little karma kanda to be done. You put a kalasha or a glass of water before starting the japa. Burn an incense stick. If possible, light a lamp. But many times Guruji says that a burning incense stick is enough. Because when you do a mantra japa, you should always do it with someone as a sakshi. You know what is a sakshi? One who will give a witness that yes, he has done this mantra japa, I am the witness. So fire god is the witness. Vayu is the witness. Varuna is the witness. So that is why, you know, when you put some registration documents or all, you need some witnesses, two or three. So for doing your japa also, you need the witness of Varuna, a glass of water, Agni, a light, Vayu, incense stick. And then close your eyes. Om Bhurvasva Tatsva Tiroyanam Bhargava Devasadhyamu Jeevanam Om Bhurvasva. Mechanical chanting, feeling that you are filled with light. This is important. And those of you who can visualize, you can feel the hand of Gurudev on your head, just as if he is standing beside you and saying, beta. He always used to tell me, sher ke bachche. Gurudev always used to give everybody this title, sher ke bachche. So we are his son. So while you are doing the japa, if you can feel his hand, so this is the upasana part. Nothing difficult in it. Then comes the sadhana part. Gurudev is today, sadhana is a very simple thing. You have to just do it, not more than that. You have to just do it for 24 hours a day. Not more, not less. And you can't do more than that. He gave that guarantee. You can never do a sadhana more than 24 hours a day. You can do less than that, but don't do it. What is sadhana? To remember that you are a Gayatri Upasaka. All your actions, whether you are drinking water, whether you are speaking with your friends, enjoying a cricket match, talking with your superiors, wherever you are, you should behave like a Gayatri Sadhaka. And who is the Gayatri Sadhaka? One who knows the laws of evolution. One who knows why you are born. Why you are born to a particular parent. Why you are working here. Why someone is your superior. Why someone is your inferior.
So with this relationship, whenever you act, you should understand these things. And to understand these things, Pujya Gurudev has given us a wonderful methodology known as the samskaras. The samskaras along with the yajna will lead you towards evolution. Do you understand now what sadhana is? Become a man with samskaras. And we in India have forgotten about samskaras. We just don't know what we mean by samskaras, even though we do the samskaras. We do the Namkaran samskara. What is its role in evolution? We do the Punsam samskara. What is its role? In Karmakanda Bhaskara, they have given a very beautiful explanation for it. But anyway, the most important thing in the sadhana is you should always remember that you are a sadhaka and that you are always being seen by your guru. You always feel his presence, that the guru is behind you seeing whatever you think. And behave like that. Whatever you speak, whatever you do, if it is legally and dharmically correct, you do it. You understand the difference between the legal and the dharma? You understand now what sadhana is? Sadhana is all the 24 hours, even in sleep, you should remember that you are a sadhaka. You are a Gayatri mantra upasaka. You should live like that. And then we come to the aradhana part. Understand the difference between the sadhana and aradhana. Upasana is like sitting before, suppose you are a medical college student reading MBBS. Upasana is sitting in the classroom, imbibing the knowledge of the teacher. Sadhana is in the practical, trying to learn the intricacies of surgery, but under the grace of the guru. You are not going to do the surgery on the first day itself, but you practice it. Now you understand sadhana? What is sadhana? What you have acquired in upasana, you try to put it into practice. The practical aspects. And then aradhana, when once you become a doctor and learn the practical, you serve humanity. That is aradhana. The talents which the Gayatri Mantra has given, the way of life which Sriram Sharma Acharya has shown to us, are you practicing? Can seeing you, people will feel that he is the disciple of Sriram Sharma Acharya? If you are a practicing cardiology, when you come out of the classroom, you will start operating on heart. Is it not? If you are learning about the eyes, what will be your aradhana? Curing eye diseases. If you are a dermatologist, you will cure skin troubles. If you are a chemist, you will help the society as a chemist. And now, if you are doing Gayatri Mantra, and if you are a Gayatri Sadhaka, what should happen? In your daily life, you should help people with your knowledge of Gayatri. That is Gayatri Aradhana. So you understood what is Upasana, trying to learn the art, Sadhana, practicing the art, Aradhana, utilizing the art. Right? Now Khechari Mudra, yesterday I told you the importance of it. And Pujya Gurudev always used to tell, if you can practice Khechari Mudra, that is enough, everything will happen by itself. Khechari Mudra is tongue backwards. Jai Gurudev.